Now, on to why women should not play wind instruments, never mind write for them. The piece Of Nature for two oboes and two bassoons was commissioned from Pittsburgh composer Nancy Galbraith by University of Texas professors Kristen Wolf Jensen, bassoonist, and Rebecca Henderson, oboist, in the fall of 2002. The core theme of this piece is a historical retrospective on the struggles that women musicians, both performers and composers, have faced throughout modern times. Each of the four movements of the piece begins with a quote taken from Chicago music critic George Upton's 1880 book, Woman in Music. These statements, verbalized by the performers, theatrically embody the negative attitudes many critics, such as Upton, adopted as women emerged more visibly into the music scene in the late 19th century. Composer Nancy Galbraith is professor of composition and theory at Carnegie Mellon University, as well as organist and music director of Christ Lutheran Church. Since 1980, her music has been featured in hundreds of concerts and radio broadcasts worldwide and has appeared on over a dozen recordings. Her orchestral works have received numerous performances by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and by a variety of other ensembles. She is particularly known as a leader in the field of wind ensemble writing. These compositions have been performed by some of the world's finest wind ensembles and have become standard repertoire throughout North America. I had the pleasure of speaking to Nancy Galbraith the day after the premiere of her piece Of Nature at the University of Texas at Austin in November of 2003. Let's listen to that conversation. Nancy Galbraith, thank you so much for coming into the light to talk to us.
And it's a pleasure to be here.
We're going to be listening to Of Nature, and I'd love to have you tell us something about the piece. How did it come about? Who commissioned it?
Well, I received an email from Kristen Jensen, who's a bassoonist at the university, and they basically wanted to have a piece that had a female theme, and they wanted to have narration over top of it.
Yeah, this is the University of Texas.
Right. And we went back and forth with a few ideas, and her grad student, who's a bassoonist, found a text by George Upton from 1880, and it's an essay called Woman in Music. And they sent it to me, and my reaction was that I thought it was ludicrous. It was so horrible in the content. It was really shocking. And so I started my reaction to it. It basically was talking about the scientific and social reasons why women should not play wind instruments. And, I mean, it was, my reaction to it was to be sarcastic musically, but, I mean, there are some very vivid images that come to mind musically. If you're talking about why women can't play in tune and so forth, of course, it was fairly easy to figure out what you would do musically with that. And my reaction to it was kind of to write with a sarcastic edge. So if I was writing something that was pretty, it was not really pretty. It was kind of sarcastic pretty.
But the text was serious at the time.
Oh, the text was serious at the time, and the only reason it is humorous is because it was written in 1880, not 1980.
Right.
So, you know, with that kind of distance, it was kind of the way to deal with it, I thought, was kind of through sarcasm or with a little bit of humor. However, I didn't want to rely on humor as the essence of a piece of music. So I wanted it to have rhythmic interest in places. I wanted to be able to treat the movements as if they made musical sense. They had musical good form and so forth. And particularly the third and fourth movements are extremely difficult. You know, so I didn't want it to give off the impression that it was a light piece of music, because it was extremely, extremely difficult to play correctly. And they did a marvelous performance of it. The last movement of this piece was particularly funny to me because it basically was talking about why women do not have the mathematical capacity to follow the rigid laws of harmony and counterpoint. It was particularly amusing to me because I've been at Carnegie Mellon for almost 20 years, 15 of which of them I've taught harmony and counterpoint. So I thought that was, so it was really fun to work with that movement, especially I started with something that sounded, I teach 18th century counterpoint, Bach counterpoint, mm-hmm. and so I started with a theme that was supposed to be Baroque, very Baroque sounding, but it gradually got more and more deranged in that it combined a completely incorrect tonal scheme and combined, like for half of the theme would start to dive into a romantic sounding. It started Baroque and would go into romantic. And it was just fun to do something that was so controlled but incorrect.
It sounds like it was really fun to write.
It was very fun to write.
Did you find yourself getting angry at the text also, though? Or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course. Yeah. It's that kind of anger. Like I say, the fact that it was written that many years ago made it, you were just in disbelief. Some of the things that were written were just, about why women are emotionally unable to do this, 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 and this, and actually even physically unable to do this, 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 and this. And then you heard the performance last night and think, this is unbelievable.
And these were women performers.
And these were all women performers, and they're unbelievable. It was just, of course you were angry when you were reading the text, but it was the kind of anger that I musically would have to react to with sarcasm.
Right. Well, thank you so much for coming to talk to us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, let's listen to a live recording of the premiere performance of Nature. Kristen Wolf Jensen and Rebecca Heller are playing bassoons, and Rebecca Henderson and Susan Hatch Tomkiewicz, oboes.
Nature never intended the fair sex to become players of wind instruments.